Again, out of the 14th chapter of Job, we'll read verses 13 and 14 again. And out of chapter 19 of Job, verses 25 through 27. The 13th verse of the 14th chapter of the book of Job. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. The 19th chapter of Job, verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. I'm just waiting on God to change things. I'm just waiting on God to change things. Songwriter said, over on the other shore. But we ought to put ourselves in a position to where we deserve some rest. In order to deserve some rest, we got to do some work. For faith without works is dead. So if you're not doing any work, you don't have too much to rest from. Y'all just be glad that you made it in. Hallelujah. We got to be careful what we sing. Sound good, but it still has a meaning. And we can sing a lie just as well as we can tell a lie. Hallelujah. There is work to be done on this side of joy. We just thank God that he is that kind of God that is a merciful God, an understanding God, a God that looks beyond our faults. God that loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die in our stead. And even after doing all of that, there are those that still don't want to give God some praise. But when you began to think that you would be eternally lost if it had not been for the mercy and the grace of a loving God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself this morning to not want to at least tell God, thank you. You don't have to shout. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to run around the church. But you ought to be able to tell God thank you. Because if you don't tell God thank you whenever you got an opportunity, there's going to come a time that you're going to want to say something. And you might find that you are not able. So while the blood is yet running warm in our veins, while we still got a mouth that are open and a sound will come out, we ought to not mind telling our God thank you for everything that you have done. God is worthy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we began to just look at the news and listen to all the things that are going on around us, every day is a day that we ought to give God thanks. And we got to be thankful because we never know when it's going to hit home. When it hits home, it's a reality to us, but it's a reality even when it's someone else. Because that's our brother, that's our sister, that's that one that God is still watching over and keeping. So I thank God for being the kind of God that blesses us despite us. If the truth be told, everyone that have a testimony that I'm saved and I'm sanctified still could add to that, I'm still a work in progress. Because there's not a one of us in here that does everything just how the Bible declared that we ought to do it. But most of us are yearning and hoping and trusting that one day when it's all said and done, that we'll be able to hear our Savior say, well done. thy good and faithful servant. Now, if God is going to say, well done, then I go back to my first statement. You got to do something. And if you want him to say, well done, then you got to do it well. Now, it does not mean you're going to do it exactly right, because there are some things that only God knows the right way. We have our idea. We have our opinion as to how we think things ought to go. But you got to understand that what works for you may not work for me. So that's why there are different ways of doing things. But there's still only one God. We have all of these different denominations and all kinds of churches springing up all over the land. But there's still going to be only one God. And the word of God is not going to change. I don't care what our doctrine might be, what our policies might be. The word of God is still going to be the word of God. So you can't make the word change because of holiness or Baptist. You got to have the word just to be the word. The word of God teaches us, keeps us, sustains us, informs us of what it is that God would have us to know. And then after reading or hearing the word of God, the Bible declares that we ought to be doers of God's word, not only hearers only. So who is God talking to? God is talking to that man or that woman that I heard what you said, but I'm going to do what I want to do. We got a lot of folks still like that, that they're going to do what they want to do. Most of us are like that, if we be honest. Because whatever we decide that we feel like is right for us, that is what we do. But now when we think about who made us and why he made us, and then we have to dig a little deeper to know that there is purpose for every one of our lives. And sometimes you got to try and ask God, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? And then once you find out what God has you to do, whatever God's purpose for you in life, God is going to make sure that it works. Not necessarily that it's going to be easy, but he'll make sure that it works. And those times when you put all of your effort and all of your energy into it, and it seems like you're just spinning your wheels and getting nowhere, I guarantee you, just before you throw your hands up in despair, if you just say, but God, God will have a way of changing your mindset and letting you know you got to hold on just a little while longer. Anybody in here waiting on God this morning to do something in your life? And the thing is that not only are we waiting on him to do something, we know that he can do it. He's capable of doing it. He's qualified to do it. And all we got to do is just ask. Just that simple. So it's so simple that God has blessed us. He ordained this day that we be gathered here together again in worship and in praise, lifting up the name of Jesus, praising his holy and righteous name. And for a surety, God is good. And you know, we like to say God has been good, but God is good. Now, I know he's been good, but God is good, and God gonna be good. God's just good all the time. And God's so good that sometimes we ought to get beside ourselves because of his goodness. God is so good that sometimes when we see the little blessings that God has bestowed upon us, it ought to make us so excited like a child that got a big gift out of nowhere. We ought to be excited about the fact that we got reasonable health and strength. We ought to be excited about the fact that we can look out of our eyes and we can see. Don't you know there are people walking around blind right now that somebody got to lead them by the hand? But if God has blessed you to be able to see out of your own eyes, that is a blessing from the Almighty God. If you're able to hear what's coming out of my mouth right now, that is a blessing from the Almighty God. And you ought to be thanking God that I'm able to hear. And there's some things you hear you don't want to hear, but there's some things you need to hear. You need to hear that God still loves you. You need to hear that there is nothing that God cannot do. We come together and we bring many different concerns and circumstances to God. And there's something going on in all of our lives. Oh, we are able to go day by day, and we're able to come out in public and we look like everything is just fine. We look like I don't have a care in the world, and God is just good. And some of us even will, oh, I'm highly favored in the Lord, and the Lord is just blessing me over and over again. But you still got some problems in your life. Anybody in here highly favored but still honest enough to know you got some issues? You still got some things that you can't work out all by yourself. You need the power of a mighty God. You need the understanding of the comprehension of a God that there are things that are going on sometimes that you really don't understand. But Jesus in the Word of God tells us that out of all of our getting, we ought to get an understanding. We ought to understand why we are going through what we are going through. And when we don't understand why, we just got to keep on keeping on anyhow. Somebody is troubled in their spirit. Somebody has a lot on their mind this morning. Somebody's hearts are really heavy. And I could make that statement in any group of 3 to 5 people. And I guarantee you that it will hit home in every situation. That's why sometimes don't get so caught up when you think somebody prophesizing. Because if you got the discernment of spirits, if you know people, then there are some things that are just sort of generic. That there are some things that you can throw out there and it's going to hit home for somebody. So you got to try the spirit by the spirit. You got to know when God is speaking to you, you know that it's God. Can't nobody fool you. There are times when the enemy will try to make you think that all of your running has been in vain. But I'm here to let somebody know that God will still be right there by your side. Those times when you don't have an answer, you can pray to God and you can talk to God about it. But how many of you know that after you talk to God about it, you just waiting on God to change some things? But that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm waiting on my God to change some things. There's some things that need to be changed, not only in my life, but there's some things that need to be changed around me. There's some things that need to be changed in our society. That's why I press upon you the importance of getting out to vote, because if you want things to change, you got to put forth an effort. You got to stop sitting there saying they're going to do what they want to do. If you sit at home and do what you want to do, which is nothing, then you can't complain when they take away this or they take away that. You got to stand up for what you consider to be your right. Men and women have died that you could have that right, and you too lazy to get out and go vote? Then you deserve anything that you get. Stop wanting somebody to feel sorry for you. You got to learn how to start feeling sorry enough for yourself that you get up off the stool or do nothing and try to make a difference in your own life. There's some things that with men is impossible, but the Bible said with God, all things are possible. So that thing that you just don't know what to do, God is able. God will give you understanding. God will pave the way for you. The Bible declares if you lean not to your own understanding, he will lead and direct your path. So if you're lost, you're lost because you want to be lost. I don't care what kind of GPS you got. You don't know Dr. Jesus. You're going to find that that GPS is going to have you going in circles. When you get through going in circles, you're going to wind up in hell. This is the only guideline to life. It'll lead you wherever you want to go. It's your decision this morning. You got to make some choices in your life. But now, as you make those choices, we realize that there are times we make right choices, and then there are times that we mess up something. Anybody in here ever messed up? Anybody in here ever found themselves rotting down in the mud and in the dirt, and you look up and you can't point the finger at nobody? You say, I'm in this mess all because I brought this all on myself. Anybody ever been there? I'm in this hole right here now. I done dug a hole for myself, and I'm right down in here swallowing in it. The only way I'm going to get out, I got to learn and have sense enough to look up to the hills, know where my help come from, know that any and everybody that smiles in my face are not going to deliver me. But anybody that know anything about the word of God, you ought to be able to say like Job this morning, I know that my Redeemer liveth. So I might be in this hell situation right now, but I'm coming out. Don't let where you are be where you end up. God promised, I'll never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. God said that he will always be right there. We read a poem called Footprints. And the poet says that there were times in my life when everything was all messed up. I didn't even know where I was going or whether I was coming, and I didn't know what to do. And Lord, I don't understand why at the lowest points in my life, I look there and I don't see but one set of footprints. But you said that you will walk with me every step of the way. You said that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So the Lord said, hold up.
Yes, sir.
I'm still God. Let me inform you that in those times, you only see one set of prints because I carried you.
Yes,
I carried you through your hard times.
Yes,
I carried you through your sick days. I carried you through the day when your body was wrapped in pain. I carried you through the day when everybody calls you everything but a child of God. And as long as you stay in my hands, everything is going to be all right. So don't worry about what you're going through. Don't worry about the fact that you don't see but one set of prints. The only reason why is because I had to pick you up. Anybody in here ever been picked up? Anybody ever look back at your footprints and saw that there are a lot of times in your life when there wasn't but one set? Then you want to holler out, look where he brought me from. Glory. How did he bring you? Through hard trials and tribulations. Oh, glory. You got to understand this morning that as a believer, you got to try to do the right thing. But doing the right thing does not exempt you from suffering and from pain. Just because you say you love Jesus, that don't mean your body is not going to be attacked by the enemy. There's some saved folk in here going through this morning. But I'm here to let you know to tell the enemy he's nothing but a lie. You tell that enemy, you might think that you're messing up with my body, but you can't mess with my soul. Reason being, because as I suffer through what I'm going through, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I'm not going to be down all the time. I'm going to get up out of this here rut. Anybody ever felt like you were in a rut? You got to learn how to get out of that rut. Oh, glory. The enemy's still out there. Running around this morning, trying to mess up somebody's joy, trying to mess up somebody's happy day. Anybody got a happy day? Every time you have a happy day, that enemy gonna try to snatch at you. You gotta learn how to say, I'm gonna have joy anyhow. I'm gonna have joy when you don't want me to have joy. When the enemy thinks that he got you and he got his foot on you, that's when if we get ready to step on you, you done disappeared. God has a way. What I like about God, God has an angel that has been dispatched for every one of us. See, sometimes you just don't recognize your angel. But I thank God that an angel watches over us. Now sometimes the angel might allow some things to happen. But when God got his hands on you, the enemy can't get nothing, no satisfaction. The enemy can't win the victory when God got his hand on you. You got to know for yourself that God got his hands on you. You got to know that no matter what nobody else say or what nobody else think, as long as you believe that you got your hand in God's hand, then you know that God will make a way out of no way. Don't let nobody tell you that God don't love you. Because as long as you hold on to God's hand, and as long as you lay in the hand of God, God said that no man is able to pluck you out. Jesus says, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulation. Don't worry about it. I've already overcome all the things that you got to go through. That's the kind of God we serve this morning. Now, this morning, I don't want to take up much of your time. But every time I turn around, God keep on doing something good. Then I think about, I'm not worthy. But God said, I'm the one made you from the dust of the ground. There are going to be times in your life when you're going to have to suffer. There are going to be times in your life when you're going to be down and you're going to be almost out. But I want to let you know this morning, all you got to do is learn how to hold on. Somebody got to learn how to wait on God. Job said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Now, somebody needs some changes in their life. Our text this morning deals with the life and suffering of an upright and righteous man. The Bible says that there was a man in the land of Uz. This man's name was Job. Upright. One that feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, he was a righteous man. He was a man that believed in the word of God. The Bible declares that he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So this man, the Bible declares, was the greatest man of all these. Now, when a man got all of that, isn't it amazing? You know how it is. You don't have to have much. Folk are jealous. Folk get envious. Folk start saying you got it in the wrong manner. Folk say you don't have no business with this, that, or the other. But don't worry about what the folks say. Everything Job had, God gave it to him. So here Job is a rich man, a man that is righteous, a man that got everything going on, a man that every man would like to be. But look here. Bible says, a day that his sons was feasting in the house, called for his sisters, and all of them were there eating, they were drinking, and they were having a good time. Bible said it was so that when the days of their feasting was gone, when the party was over, Job realized that my children don't do everything right. So I got to pray for my children. They had a good time, and I'm glad they had a good time, but I'm going to the Lord God in prayer. Job said, it might be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. So Job prayed for them continually. That tells us, parents, I don't care that is Johnny Boy. Little Susie would lie just like Mary Jane. So you got to pray for your children. You got to pray for what you know and what you don't know. You got to pray that Job said that it's a possibility that they may have. Now, he don't really know, but because they're his, he got a good idea. So just in case, I'm going to make it safe for him anyhow, and I'm going to pray. So that lets us know that we need to pray. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. who was in the midst? Satan himself. The Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? Satan said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in all the earth. A perfect man, an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Satan answered and said to the Lord, do Job fear God for naught? In other words, do he have a reason why he fear you? The Bible says, has thou not made a hedge around him? You got him a big old house and everything that is on the inside. You bless the works of his hands and his substance have increased. Who wouldn't serve you if you gave him all that you done gave Job? You've been good to Job. Job is a rich man because of you. But if you take your hands off Job, I think that Job would curse you. Now, you got to watch the trick of the enemy. Here, this enemy is Satan himself, having this conversation with God. And now God is the supreme being, and here is Satan, the one that got a little power, but he don't have as much power as he think. So now he's making this proposition with God. If you allow me to do this to Job, then I think that Job would turn his back on you. But in essence, we look here, and Job realized that there came a messenger. Said, Job, every one of your children are dead and gone. Another messenger came. All of your substance have been taken away. Everything that Job had, all of his riches, all of his children, all of his substance is now gone. Have you ever lost everything you had? Some of you don't know anything about that. But look at this man, Job. One day I'm on top of the world. But today, everything is gone. But look here. Job rose up, ripped the mantle, shaved his head, fell to the ground, and worshiped God. The same God that had gave him everything but allowed everything to be taken away. Job said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Job realized that when I was born, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have anything, and I thank God that he is my God. But now that I've lost everything, I want you to know that I'm still going to honor and serve my God. I'm not going to allow my circumstance to do anything between me and my God. But now the enemy said, well, now, God, if you allow me, you didn't do anything to his body, but if you allow me to attack the body, then maybe I can get some response out of Job. Know how it is sometimes with everything going right in your life? You don't have any sick days, but all of a sudden sickness comes in your life. Then you began to question, Lord, where are you? Why am I going through what I'm going through? You heard the story. Job was covered from head to toe with all of these sores all over his body. There come a time when you began to suffer and you go through. And Job sat there and he suffered day in and day out. Job had suffered to the point where he almost felt like I'd be better off if I was dead and gone. This is just how low Job had got. Job got so low, Job said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Job saw that his days had been determined. He realized that he had an appointed time that he had to suffer. He realized that rest would not come. Every day his body was wrapped in pain. Every day it seemed like things were getting a little bit worse. But the man said that if I die and be wasted all up, if I give up the ghost, where would I be? As the waters fell from the sea and the flood decayed and dried up, I realized that man is going to lie down one day, but he will not rise again until after everything had been raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me. Job said, now, Lord, what I need you to do right now. I can't stand the suffering no more. If you just hide me in the grave. If you just allow me to be kept a secret and don't let till your wrath pass. In other words, Lord, just cover me until this thing passes over. I need to be in a position where I know everything is going to be all right. I realize that I got an appointed set time, but God, don't forget about me. I'm the one that loves you. I'm the one that assureth you. I'm the one that will always stand for what's right. I'm the one that is saying, if a man die, shall he live again. I realize that in all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. I realize that I'm not going to be in this position always. But I got to realize that a change is going to come in my life. But how many of you know that when you're going through your worst situation, there are some folk that don't realize that you don't know what I'm going through. You got some friends that might stop by and say, I know what you're going through. But they don't know your pain. They don't know your suffering. They don't know the heartache that you got down on the inside. They might know what's something about a little bit of pain. But they don't know anything about your pain. Because you don't have the pain like I have the pain. There were friends that came along and said, Job, I believe now that you must have did something against the power of God. That's why you're going through all of these trials and tribulations. That's why you are suffering, because you sinned in your life. But Job realized, I haven't done anybody wrong. You're supposed to be my friends, and now here you come. You are making matters worse. Anybody ever had somebody when you were down and out and you were suffering and going through, and they said that I want to tell you a little bit of something, but they tell you something to make you feel worse than you did before they opened up their mouth? You want to say, you ought to go down and sit down and shut up somewhere, because you're not saying anything to help my situation. I need somebody to know what I'm going through. I need somebody to know something about the power of God. I know that I'm going to go through in this life, but as I go through in this life, I realize that the one that said that they love me, the one that said that they'd be right there with me, those are the ones that have turned their backs on me. When I look out into the society, everybody thought that I was big time Job. Now they look down on me because my body is all in pain. But I want to let you know this morning that everything is still going to be all right, because I believe in the power of a mighty God. I got home and my family done changed their mind. My servants don't want to hear what I got to say. My son and my daughter, they're dead and they're gone. But I want to tell somebody that the Lord God will make everything all right. That woman that I married, she said that she loved me and she loved God. But now that I'm going through, she told me that I ought to curse my God and die. I said, that must be a foolish woman, because I am a man of the King. I'm a man of God. I love God with all of my heart. I gotta hold on and hold out. They act like they're strangers to me. They act like they don't know who I am. But I want to tell somebody this morning that I want somebody to know about my story. I want somebody to stand in my stead. I want somebody to redeem me. I want somebody to protect me. I want somebody to hold on to me. I want somebody to let me know that everything is going to be all right. I know that I've been going through in my life, and I've been down and I'm out, and my body is all in pain. But I do know right now in the name of Jesus that everything is going to be all right. I got an appointed time. I got a season that I'm going to go through. But at another appointed time, my change is going to come. And when my change comes, these sores are going to fall off my body. When my change comes, there won't be no more pain in my body. When my change come, every day is going to be Sunday, and Sabbath would have no end, because I know that my Redeemer lives. I want to let you know that I want somebody to write the story. Write it down, because I can't tell it like I want to tell it. But I want somebody in the hereafter to know that I was an innocent man. I did nobody wrong. I didn't do God wrong. But God just allowed all this stuff to fall on me. And I want to let you know that even though God allowed it to happen to me, I know that one day, my change is going to come. My deliverance is going to come. My Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Even though my skin worms are going to destroy this body, in myself, I shall see God for myself. For I know who he is. And I know what he has done. And I know that as I go through my in this thing, that I'm just waiting on God to change some things. I'm waiting on God to give me strength enough to walk away from my habit. I'm waiting on God to give me strength enough to shine out the evildoers. I'm waiting on God to help me have a deaf ear to all of the naysayers. I'm waiting on God to change my way of looking at other folk. I got to stop looking out of mortal eye and start looking out of a spiritual eye and know that my God, my Redeemer is not dead, but he shall live. He shall stand upon the latter day, even on my graveside. The Lord can stand there, but one day, hallelujah, Jesus, he gonna call us up to meet him in the air. And the just that have lived by faith, not by what you do or don't do. You know, we do too much self-examination anyhow. But you got to know it's only by grace are ye saved, not of any merits of your own. Job suffered. And I remember we used to sing all the time, if Job waited on the Lord, why can't I? We sung that with everything that we knew. And we didn't even know much about Job, did we? But now that I know why he waited, he waited on his God. Now, the lesson in Job is that even though he suffered, even though his best friends turned their backs on him, he still maintained his integrity. He still trusted God. He even prayed for those that came and talked against him. And then when he says that I know that my Redeemer liveth, in essence what he is saying, he said, I know I've been going through. I lost everything that I had. And if I die in the state that I'm in, somebody need to know that I was innocent. And can't nobody justify my life but the Redeemer. And he liveth. And I shall see God for myself. Stop worrying yourself about mama and them. You got to see him for yourself.